32i Mobile.
WA, is that you, Daniel?
Steve, how are you doing today?
Oh, I tell you what. I got my COVID shot yesterday morning at 9 o'clock. And so far, it has been a non-event except for a sore arm.
Who talked you into that? Are you there?
Yeah, my wife says, well, I don't know exactly what's going on with all this mandatory stuff, and people that do have to have it, federal employees that don't have to have it, they're exempt and all that business, but I'd rather you not take a chance. Go get the shot.
Most lady tells you to do, I guess.
Remain undented and unbruised.
Hey, what you all doing today?
Well, I had to go by the church and take care of some paperwork, and so I could be qualified to drive a bus, and then I left there and went down and went to my buddy's metal fab shop, and I got some stuff done for another friend of mine. Got all that taken care of and welded up for a tower base, and got that done. Now I went by the grocery store, now I'm going by to pick up the mail from my P.O. box, and then I'm going home, and I'm going to sit down, and I'm just going to vegetate. Matter of fact, I may even look at the inside of my eyelids for a little bit.
Pay for a nap, I'll tell you that. I'm off running errands, and I probably should stop and get lunch. I haven't even had lunch yet today.
Who are you driving, and who do you drive for?
Yeah, I just work for myself. I have a photo and video business, and so it's usually corporate or weddings that I'm working on. But today I'm off to the post office to mail off a bunch of jobs and also go to the post office box just like you.
Yeah, I hear you. I should have known better than to come the way I did. Got over here in front of this school over here, this elementary school. And I'm going to tell you, these people are the biggest bunch of idiots I ever saw. They block up the whole road for about a quarter of a mile before they even turn into the school. And they block the road. That ain't right.
Yep, I'm over, I go over to my parents' house, which they're near Eastside, and it's the same over there. They always are blocking the whole road. Some of them finally kind of get some brains and move over, but yeah, it's sad.
All about them. Ain't nobody else in the world but them. They're the only ones in the world that matter. So if they're blocking the road, oh well. I gotta get my kid.
Geez, are you retired or what do you do for work?
I'm a sort of semi-retread. I still do a little bit of business here and there, but just all that I want to do, whenever I do want to do it, and, hey, I can choose what I
want to
do now.
Well, you were out in Huntington Pass the other day. Were you just testing out your radio or what?
Down there to see a buddy of mine that I went to high school with. He lives down at Donalds, South Carolina. Well, actually, he lives in Abbeville, right outside of Abbeville, and he has a shop over at Donald's, which is about 15 minutes away. And have you ever seen these people that turn wood and make bowls and platters and all kinds of goodies out of wood?
I actually do some woodworking myself. I don't turn anything, but a friend of mine does. He makes a lot of bowls and pens and anything like that.
These guys, the guy I went to high school with, his two sons started a business on the side. And they cut wood, dry it, cut it into bowl blanks or into pin stocks or whatever, ready to be turned. And I mean every kind of oak walnut, cherry, cedar, everything, anything that you can think of, including some offshore exotic woods and burls and everything else. And it has developed into a huge business. They're shipping out probably 2 UPS trucks full of wood a day.
That's insane. Yep, me and my brother, as a side hobby, like I need another one, we actually mill up our own wood as well. We mill up oak trees and cherries and black walnut, anything we can get our hands on.
Cut them down and take the wood away?
Cut the trees down. We leave that to an actual professional company who knows what they're doing. But we'll take the giant logs, you know, 10-foot-long log, and then we'll mill that in the slabs and then dry it.
As long as the tree is down, you'll come and get the big part.
Big part and take it away. Usually we get about, depending on the tree, we try to get at least a 25-inch round, and we prefer no less than 8 feet, because when it starts to get smaller, it's almost not worth slabbing it up. Sometimes you spend more on gas and setting up equipment than you do end up with wood.
How about a 4-foot round walnut?
Where's that at?
Over in Bilin Springs. The tree is not down, and you'd have to come and get it down and take the limbs and brush away, but I've got a feeling if you did that, he'd let you have the tree.
I'd be interested in that. Is it near any buildings or anything where we have to worry about that?
Yes, but if you know how to drop one, you can drop it straight away from the building and have no problem.
I have to get your contact and see about getting it. Is it dead? Do you know?
Don't think it's dead. I don't think it's dead, but it sure is big.
Be interested in that. Yeah, we don't deal with dead trees when they're hollowed out and everything, because it's just, we can't get any wood out of it. So, again, it goes back to it's more work than what it's worth. But, yeah, I would be interested. So, I guess maybe we can talk more about that and see what we can make happen.
Got a big sawmill?
Alaskan sawmill. And so I actually have a 6-foot blade for that sawmill.
Well, this tree may be a little bit too big for that.
We've cut up some pretty big logs with this, but I have a couple different blades, so it just depends on what kind of tree we're cutting and how big it is. But if it's 4 foot around, that's a nice-sized tree.
Well, listen, I got to jump out of the truck, and I'll give him a call and see what he says about getting rid of that thing, okay? And I'll get back in touch with you. So anyhow, I got to run in here and get my mail. KN4VWA, I'll be clear, and I might be back on here in just about 5 minutes or 10 minutes.
W4NGU.
KI4DTY. All right, Steve, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm heading into the bank, too, so 73s.
Daniel, speak of, you know what, that's the man that I was going to call right there. Phil, talk to the boy. If you want to get rid of that big walnut, talk to him. That's Daniel.
Hold it. It's not been taken down, but some guys are going to come in the next Saturday or two, and they're going to put a come-along on it and pull it completely in the opposite direction of the building so that we don't have a problem taking it down. But they're going to take it down, and I've got a burn pit for scraps. And this guy makes bowls and all kind of stuff out of wood. So, and that's something. It's been there all these years, and then a couple of people want it.
Well, thank you for the heads up. Yeah, ever have any other trees you're looking to get rid of like that, I mean, I'd be interested. Again, my call sign is KI4DTY. This is Daniel.
Daniel, didn't your dad buy a walkie-talkie from me years ago to give to you at Christmas? Am I talking to the same Daniel?
My dad's not even a ham radio person at all. I just received my ham radio license early this year.
Well, good to have you. And if they change their mind, don't show up. But they've been out to scout it out twice, so I'm pretty sure they're going to get it. But I'll let you know if they don't.
Grab it. But yeah, if they don't, or if you ever see another one, let me know. I'd be happy to see what I can do about taking it.
Well, I've got several other big trees. I would love for them to disappear, but they're not walnuts, so you probably don't want them.
I have a lot of oak and red oak now, which is mostly what I've milled up. I have a couple cherries, but not a lot, so if you have something like a cherry, or if it happens to be a really big oak, you know, I'd be interested. But yeah, definitely I was kind of excited about getting a black walnut. I've milled up one small one, but that was it.
This was my grandparents' property, and it's pretty much needs to be cleaned off. It takes me too long to mow this thing, so I'm trying to see what I can do to clear it up.
That's kind of how we usually do. I do a lot of salvaged trees where people are just trying to get rid of it and make room, or they've already started getting rid of it, and we'll try to grab it to save it.
Tell you the truth, I was going to give it away to get it cut and off the property, and the guy said, I'll give you so-and-so for it, and I said, okay.
I'm sure you didn't fight him too hard on that. What was your call sign, Phil?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm particular about that kind of thing, and here I am talking without giving it. W4, never give up.
D-U, correct?
Correct.
You're in Boiling Springs, correct?
I am.
Yes, then let me know if you have another tree or something that's big, or even a black walnut. I'd be interested in seeing what I can do. But, yeah, me and my brother, we just do it as a hobby, so it's something we do on the side. We grab trees, slab them up, try to make stuff out of it whenever we can. Lately it's been kind of busy, and I haven't had a lot of opportunities to do it. But, definitely let me know.
Okay, brother. Well, right now I'm staring at Cherrydale in Greenville, but I live right on the highway there on Highway 9. And all of the traffic there, it sure wasn't that way back in the day.
Towards Cherrydale in just a minute. I'm over here on Wade Hampton and Pleasantburg over here at the bank. So I'm actually going to hop off, go into the bank, do my errands. So this is KI4DTY, and I'm 73 on your last call.
Okay, Daniel, have a good day, and don't let that wilder guy get on your nerves. W4, never give up, clear.
Careful now. KN4 VWA, you want to run over to 14652 there, Bubby?
Okay.
You, KN4 VWA.
Yeah, we were too far apart.
No, I went down in a hole over here. Let's go back over there just for a second. Let's see if we can get in it.
I don't think so, but okay.
For DJC.
W. KN4 VWA.
I bet you didn't put the tone on it. W4NGU.
Wrong repeater. Let's go back over there. Let's try it one more time.
QSY.